Welcome to another episode of Muay Thai Save Me. Today, I have two special guests. We have Crew Kim and we have his wife, Clara. If you guys are not familiar with these two individuals, guys, I've known them since I was a very young child. Crew Kim is actually, I like to consider him the pioneer of bringing Muay Thai to the States, because in his time, Muay Thai wasn't really known. And he was the pioneer of just bringing Thai fighters and like letting the public know about Muay Thai more. And I'm excited to have his wife, Claire, on the show because they used to promote big Muay Thai events. I used to be a part of them as well. But we'll get into that a little later. But Crew Kim, welcome to the show. It's, you know, this show, Muay Thai Save Me, is just, I like to bring on guests that have an impactful story on how Muay Thai has saved them or changed their life in a good way. So I thought you'd be the perfect person to bring on and share your story. So I want to ask you, can you tell the audience, who is Crew Kim? Where were you born? How did you start Muay Thai?
I was born in Chinatown, Bangkok. I start to be fighter because I'm a street fighting before, you know. Every day I have to go police station. Because I'm beating somebody. Then when I go police station, they don't put me on jail. They only tell me go to the back, watching all the police car and let me go home. So the last one, I beating one guy really bad. And they take me go to jail. Police know where I live. They come to looking for me, take me go to jail. But I don't go inside the jail house. I sit down in the office to wait for the captain to coming. When the captain coming, he asked me, he said, "Do you like to fight?" I said, "No, I don't want to fight because I self-defense. How can I go keep fighting?" He said, "Hey, no, no. If you like to fight, you should go be the fighter. You earn money. You don't come to jail, nothing but people come, you know?" So I said, "Yeah, what can I do?" And he told me, he said, "Tomorrow you come to see me. I will give you money, go to see the fight." Before Ratnamdon Thursday, you wearing a student uniform, you pay $1. $1 is less than 5 cents.
Wow.
To go see the fight. So I go every day, and I see two fighters. Oh, very good kick. Champion too. I keep asking people, say, "Hey, where is gym? What you want to do in this gym?" "I want to go learn." So one day I got to ask the people. The people eat the fighter from this gym. So he said, "You have a good heart?" I said, "I don't know, but I never fight. I fight in the street." "Yeah, if you find us, you still have a good heart." I go, "Okay." So me and him making the go meeting in the corner, the gym, corner the business.
Okay.
Put the code to the gym. So when I go to the gym, I have to have a flower for Salamonia. And some gym, 12 baht. Some gym, 24 baht. And my gym, 12 baht. When he take me go to the gym to meeting the teacher. Before the teacher, not the old fighter, retire, no. We're only people, old people teaching.
Wow.
So when I go to the gym to meeting a teacher, he go tell the teacher, he have to make a story so they keep you. If you come from nobody, then they won't spend a time to teaching you.
Okay.
So he tell me, say, he tell the teacher, say, "I'm from here. Mother, Sai, from teacher said, "Okay, so I need to give the flower, incense, and envelope to our butt to the teacher to be student."
Okay.
I have to put my knee in the hot cement. Teacher, I come to be you, the student. Please take me be you student. When he say okay, when the teacher say okay, he tell you got to put cup. I said, "Put glove, teacher. I don't know how to fight, go put glove." He said, "Yeah, I tell you, put glove. You go put glove. if you not want to put club, you just get the hell out from my gym. Yeah. So I put club. They have somebody come to spar with me. First day, I don't know what I everything. I just want to watch him in the lesson.
Yeah.
So first day, the guy beat me really bad. I never got beat like that, you know.
Wow.
So when I go out from the gym, go home, in a nice sleep, cannot move.
Oh.
Everywhere hurt, neck everywhere hurt, cannot move. And when I get up in the morning, I keep thinking, I should be the fighter or not, because really heavy like that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think, hey, maybe only yesterday, today, maybe, you know.
Yeah.
I go. When I go up there, they start to working up. They tell me to put up again. And I go, teacher, my body very hard, cannot sleep, cannot move. Yeah, okay, put a cup. I put a cup, second day, put a cup. And third day, that maybe no for sure. Third day, when I go, they take a more better fighter come to spar with me and beat me really bad, knock out to the cement.
Oh, wow.
Knock out and pour water and pick me up.
Wow.
When he pick me up, I tell you, take a cup out. The teacher said, who tell you take a cup out? Put a cup back and go again. Oh, as a teacher, I cannot take it. I hurt him everywhere. He said, good. after 3 days, the teacher, before I go home, he point to me. He said, hey, did you see the basket? I said, yes, sir. You see the boom? Yes, sir. Tomorrow, you come into the gym 2:30 because we work out at 3 o'clock. Come in 2:30 and sweep the floor and pour water for the cement to cool down so the people come to work out, not get the beach and the food, you know. So I asked everybody, say, hey, did when you come into be student, they do like that to you. He said, every gym, they do like that. Because the teacher, he want to know you have a good heart.
Wow.
They want to teach you. If you get beat tomorrow, you don't coming. And next day you coming. They tell you go home like that.
Mm.
Not like today.
Yeah.
Today, different story. Yeah.
Yeah. Today, anybody can fight. Yeah. No problem.
Yeah.
You want to fight? No problem.
So I asked, when I start to work out on the first day, when I spar everything, next day, first day coming, they teach me how to fight stand.
Mm.
Fight stand, not go like that. Fight and pull in your ear.
Boy.
Yeah. Whole week, you stand over here pulling your ear. And next week, you pull in your ear and you move 5 feet, 5 step forward, 5 step backward. And 1 more week, you back up, boom. They teach you move to the side work. Move to the side, left side, right side. Because when the fighting the court and the opponent move to this side, how you go follow, stop him. If you go to that side, how you go follow to stop him. So I learned everything already. Then I asked a teacher that, cool, how long I can go to fight? He said, you need to learn from 6 months, then go to outside Bangkok to fight when the temple ceremony, they have Muay Thai, every temple, they have Muay Thai 7 days for week. So I said, oh, okay, 6 months, maybe okay, you know. So 3 months and half, my gym have one fighter, send me 5 weight. He fight for 19 times already outside Bangkok.
Wow.
19 times. Huh?
And you only 0.
I see low. And I never know the thing, how look like everything.
Yeah, wow.
So this guy, he supposed to fight with Ananda Kai. Ananda Kai have 22 fight in outside Bangkok.
Wow.
And he have 2 fight in Lat Lam Nen.
Wow.
2 win. So this guy in my gym, he got sick, very, very sick. 3 days before, my teacher come to tell me, say, hey, you go fight? I go fight with a teacher. Lat Lam Nen Stadium. Oh no, teacher, you tell me say 6 months outside Bangkok first, then you tell me go Lat Lam Nen. No. He said, You, I say, go, you go. Okay, okay. Oh, first time when I go to the ring, they put cup in the ring, not in the wrestling room.
Oh, wow.
Before, put cup in the ring. Referee, check you hand up first, then put cup in the ring. When they start to put cup, my two corner men, and I said, keep checking. Cold. Cold and scared. I never get into the ring before. First time getting into the ring. And looking everywhere, all dark, cannot see nobody. You know? Then I got to fight. First round, maybe I kick the guy one kick and two punch. Second round, maybe three punch and two kick. After finish the second round, I come into my corner to sit. And my teacher keep pinching my leg.
Oh.
He keep pinching my leg. Oh, where did he hurt? I said, teacher, where did he hurt? And the guy punched me. He go, yeah, I want to tell you, third round when you come outside, you don't go fight what you learning. When the round finish, you don't come back this corner. You go stay with the guy corner. Stay with my opponent corner. I go, what the heck going on? I can scare. When the third law coming, when referee say, fight, the guy he come to kick my leg. Before he kick my leg, I told like caught foot, boom, knock out.
Wow.
Third law knock out, first time, London Stadium.
Wow.
First, third law win, knock out.
And someone who fought 22 times and used zero.
Yeah. Ooh. 22 times and 2 fights already, London Stadium, yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
When I been knocked out, boom, now I start to go fighting, you know, until I have scheduled to fight in Latinam Nern. Then I come back to fight. If not, I go to outside Bangkok, I go to fight. I fight for many years, and sometimes I fight 7 days for a week.
Wow.
The people say, how can you win 7 days? Bullshit. I said, no, I tell you, you don't know how I fighting 7 days for a week. The promoter, first time, they write a letter to me first. This tempo got to have Muay Thai for 7 nights. If you injecting, you coming to mat the fight, because before they don't mat you and you like that. No. You come in and you weigh in and then you name, you weigh in 52 kilo. You weigh in 55 kilo. Hey, who want to fight with 52 kilo? Nobody want. Hey, who want to fight 55 kilo? I put my hand up. So I fight and next day I call again in the morning. Nobody want to fight. I put my hand up to fight. So I fight 7 days for a week. Then And I have 2 times, 5 for main event. When I been knocked out, boom, I take the crowd out for the promoter. I taking money, but I still have a hand up. My friend and I'm in the car, go to Anand Stadium to fight main event again.
Two times
for 9 main event.
Two times. When you would do that, did you fight twice? Because the first fight, you didn't get hurt?
No.
So you say, okay, let's fight again.
No. I, you know, fighter before, I now say fighter today no good. Fighter today using energy.
Yes.
You know, energy only. Yeah. They go up to the ring, they don't prepare how to knock out, how to move up, how to knock him out like that. But I, every time when I fight, I using my head. And when I come back to gym to work out, I always work out quote to the two champion. How to be champion? I want to learn from you to champion.
I see.
You know?
Yeah.
I learn from him. Sometimes I stay fun. He tell me get out, get out. But I want to back to point. Put my hand, but my eye keep looking him, how him to doing. So I, when I come home, I go, or practice what I see at my home.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I think it's so interesting to hear this because I've never heard this story even since I've known you guys since I was a kid. I love hearing this. How I was mentioning earlier, especially the audience that's listening right now, like I've always been super engaged to Crew Kim. He's been like my mentor and my guide through my own fighting career. And it's just, it's amazing to hear this stuff, guys. So I'm really excited that he's here. Clara, when did you, actually Crew Kim, when, so you fought many years in Thailand, what made you want to leave Thailand to travel and go? Cause I know you went to Mexico and then eventually to America, but what made you want to leave Thailand?
I come to America first.
Oh, okay.
March 12, 1977.
Wow.
I bring two fighters come to fight in Olympic Auditorium. And they plan to quit no more teaching, looking for job.
Okay.
Usually I have a contact to go to Germany. Then when the people say, hey, California, Los Angeles, hey, Los Angeles better, you know, a lot of Thai people. If I go to Germany, I don't know how many Thai people have. Did I have to eat hamburger every day? Shredded for sure, you know. So I better cancel the Germany, come to California. So I cancel. I don't want to go, don't go. You know, make him wait for me. No, I talk to him. I have to go to Los Angeles. I bring two fighters going to fight. And I think I'm going to retire no more teaching.
I see. So that's why you wanted to leave Thailand, because you think in your head, I want to retire. I don't want to do this anymore. Yeah. Okay.
So I come here for 6 months, no job, no nothing. After 6 months, I get a job, pay $2.50.
Oh, wow.
8 hours for the standing, never sit down.
Wow. Wow.
So later on, I started teaching Mexico first.
Okay.
I teaching one guy to be a national full contact champion. Before they don't know Muay Thai, what is it? I teach one guy be national full contact champion. Then when Monday I go TJ, Saturday when I finish the cut, I come back home. You know, my wife take care of my three kids from Thailand. So when I come home, that time, Khoo Phat call me. Khoo Phat call me. Khoo Phat call me, say, Khoo, can you come to take over for me? I go to vacation in Thailand for 3 months.
Oh.
I go, oh, okay, you know. I go, okay. So I said, when do you want me to go? He said, soon you can come in, be better. So I go on Monday. I go to Khoo Phat on Monday. And the owner, because Muay Thai, when the first time they have Muay Thai, a lot of people partner, you know, and people start to leave. Until one guy left. One guy, Mr. Tan, when I go to teaching, the first time I thought maybe teaching like a Thailand like that, you know, teaching the basic food. And people tell me, say, cool, too slow. I say, so what you want me to do? He say, oh, Nan Fa come to teaching me, elbow, kick you, that way. I go, oh, if you want that kind of style, I can do too, you know? So I start to do no basic. You coming, boom, 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 like that. So the owner come to ask me, say, cool, how much money you want? I say, don't ask me how much money I want. See my work first. You tell me how much you can give me. So,
see, I love that because in this day and age, people will right away, they haven't shown any value yet. And they're like, I want this X amount of dollars. And you're like, well, I need to see what you're capable of first.
Right.
So I love that, what Crew Kim just said. Yeah, you don't see too much of that anymore. Like, so, show your worth, show your value first.
Right.
Yeah, so they give me $1,500, okay? I said, yes, okay. You know, so I worked in Muay Thai, not Hollywood, in almost 1 year, almost wow. 1 year. Then I start to want to making a smoker fire, you know. The owner said, no, 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 causing a lot of problem, eh? No, no problem. You know, have a paper for him to sign up. You know, they don't know what is it, you know. Yeah. There's a paper said, if you get hurt, you cannot sue me, you can do like that, you know. And he said, no, 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 maybe cause a lot of problem. So I teach for 2 more months, 1 year. 1 year I stay in North Hollywood, Muay Thai 1 year. I say, I have to quit. I'm going to open my own gym. He said, why? How I give you $200 more? I got no $200. Money don't make difference to me, okay? I say, when you have the gym, you fighter, he come to learn. And he don't have a pet to go exit. How you call?
To fight.
A pet to go fight like a taekwondo, karate like that. You know, every week they put two guys with a bunch of things and come to boom, boom, boom. I say Muay Thai only have too many techniques. You come to learn Muay Thai, maybe no more than 6 months. You don't come in no more because you know everything, you know. So I say, money not different to me, you know, because I want to promote. Because you have a lot of students. When I go to teach, people keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Then I say, when you have a lot of students, they cannot go exercise to like karate like that. They're not going to stay with you for a long, long time, you know. So he said, no, okay, I quit. You don't need to get 200 more, I don't need. So I went to open my gym in Whittier.
I remember.
Yeah. With partner. Before I go partner with him, people keep telling me, say, no, 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 this guy bad guy.
Oh, no.
Even you keep telling me too.
Oh, no.
I go, maybe he bad guy for you people, man. Maybe not bad guy for me, you know, because when I know him, we talk everything, like a good, you know. So I went to partner with him. He, the gym, half. And he provide the ring. I provide all the sandbag and pad. And 1 week before go to can opening, he no have no ring. I go, hey, what's going on? You have no ring and we cannot open. So he went to renting the ring from Sebastian. He's a former fighter to Batman from not from El Monte. He lent for $75 for a month, lending the gym, all him. So I go, yeah, I think okay, you know. So we started working out. Then I promote. Smoker fire.
And just to be clear, guys, for those of you that are listening, when he refers to smokers, if you haven't seen some of our other episodes, smokers back then were like in-house gyms at all small gyms, and you would allow potential fighters to get experience with protective gear on, headgear, shin guards. And it was very organized, very safe, and it would allow promoters to see potential talent that they could bring onto the big shows with no gear, no headgear, no shin guards.
Allow the fighters to show some technique of what they learned.
After that, every gym start to making smoker fight. Smoker fight, smoker fight, you know. So I have to quit the gym because he don't pay insurance.
It just wasn't this.
He don't pay insurance for the fighter. I pay insurance. I pay half. He's supposed to pay half. But he don't pay. I just go to the landlord. Hey, I leave. Yeah, how come? I pay insurance for the fighter. He don't pay. Though I leave. But he don't sue me, no nothing.
That's nice.
So he taking over.
I see. Wait, did that gym stay, once you left, did that gym stay open much longer?
No. Closing.
It closed. It closed. Yeah. And then I think, isn't George Valdez in the exact place or next door?
before. So ballet open same look, same state.
Wow.
Same street.
Same city.
But two.
Next door.
Next door. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It was. It's a good location.
Yeah. Yeah.
And had good parking. And,
that's important.
Yeah.
That's
parking important. And along the street. Well, Washington Boulevard was quite busy anyway, but there was parking in the back. And
Clara, just for people that don't know you guys, how did you guys meet? Because you guys came from two different worlds, right?
Right.
Fighting world in Thailand, and then. Like how did this happen?
So I worked for a company in Pico Rivera, and there were a lot of Thai people that worked there. And one of the people that worked there was selling tickets for the promoter for a Thai boxing event. So I bought two tickets, and me and a friend went, and that was that fight at the Olympic Auditorium.
The fight.
And then afterwards, there was, as you know, Thai people party, and it's usually not one day, it's all weekend long and further. And so I was at the party and I met Kim.
Okay.
I met him there, and then I think Kim started working, or yeah, he was teaching somewhere in Pico Rivera on Washington, I think it was.
International.
Yeah, at a at a little spot out there, and I ran into him there again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did you guys decide to go into promoting fights together?
How did Kim and I?
Well,
he decided.
Okay.
We were already married, but Kim decided that. I really, in the beginning, I liked it. I liked to watch the sports and all that, but I soon soured.
Oh, really?
I soon did afterwards, but I stuck.
What were some of those reasons? Why did you kind of sour towards the idea?
I think a lot of
money more than win.
Not only that, but it wasn't really that part. It was a lot of fighters thought that we were making a lot of money.
And so they were basically asking for more money because you guys are making
more money, tickets, hotel, food, food for their friends that were coming from hell who knows where. Yeah. Even the people from Thailand, they were the worst.
That's what I've heard.
They were the worst. There was this fight that was Kim was promoting.
Hollywood Casino.
Okay. And the promoter from Thailand that was bringing these fighters said he was going to handle everything on their part. We're handling the stuff on our part. He didn't even have visas for anybody.
Oh, no.
Nobody.
And I think you guys brought 10 people over, right? That was such a great card.
Yeah. And we didn't know what to do. We didn't know what to do. I call the Thai consulate, or the American consulate.
Okay.
And I explained to them this situation.
Yeah.
And he said, yes, they've been in here. They've already tried to get visas, but he said, they're very disrespectful. They came in, they spit in my office. It wasn't like they were spitting at him, but just had no etiquette.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so he says, talk to them. Have them come back in again with another attitude.
Okay.
So we did. We talked to them and let them know, please, anybody that needs to do whatever they do, do it outside of the office, but come in and show some respect. They got at least 9 of the fighters were able to get what they needed.
Okay.
22 people had visa.
Okay. I'm talking about the fighters, but we're able to bring them here, and it was just really hard, you know, it was hard really to be able to bring fighters, get them here to do their thing. And then a lot of fighters thought that once they got here, you know, they can just do whatever the hell they wanted.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's like you do your event, And then you go home or however many days I have you here for, you know, then you can do what you're going to do. But prior to that, no, you're not going out anywhere. Yeah. You're right here.
Yeah.
We didn't take their passports or anything crazy like that. But just let them know that, no, that's not going to happen. You're going to do an event. And then when you're done, whatever time you have left, you can do it.
I love this. This is great inside stuff that
like Koban. I take him come to fight first time with Song Chai, promoter Song Chai coming anyway.
Was that when he fought Hector Pena?
He fought Hector Pena.
I remember that.
Yeah. And the second one, I take him come to fight again Phupanoi student. Mm. And he no one go back home. He's still, till today, he's still here. Wow. You at him. That time I put in the fight, 1996, I think. 1996. Satellite back to Thailand at Hollywood Park Casino. So I co-promote with Pat Yindi. You know Pat Yindi, right? Yeah. I co-promote with Pat Yindi. And Pat Yindi take his fighter coming. I looking the opponent to fight with his fighter. So we have 7 country fighter coming to fight one day. Yeah.
Wow.
And that fight, I lost about $43,000 one day.
Wow.
You know what happened? The Pat Yindi people follow him about 150 or 200 people coming. And
how many of them paid?
No pay.
And
No, and we had to pick up all these people from the airport, take them to hotels. We had no idea we were going to be doing this.
Yeah.
We rented a van for 8 or 9 people or however many that we knew were coming. And then they brought a lot of people and, you know, people, I'm sure it was not his first time, the and I'm sure it wasn't all the promoter, but it just seems like people thought that when you come to America to fight, you're going to have this red carpet rolled out for you and you're doing all this stuff for them, you know, until they're ready to go home.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's like, no.
Would you say that would probably be the biggest deterrent of why you guys decide to eventually just, you know what, let's not do this anymore because of these factors?
Well, Kim was, you know, this is Kim's love. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't going to take that from him, but I have my love too. And that's not it. Mm. That's where I decided no more. I don't want to do this anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when I promote the Big Five satellite back to Thailand, a lot of people, WMC, the sanctioned body, bring about 120 people. And we have one army, former army guy, second general army, live in North Hollywood Temple. He bring about 100 people coming. Even I go to hide, and they go to looking for me where I'm hiding. You know, in Thailand, when the people coming, like that, you don't go chat him the money. You need to
take care. And they kept calling him to the door and calling him to the door. And I told him, you stay away from the door.
Yeah.
That's what we're paying people at the door to handle.
Absolutely.
That's what ticket takers are for. If their name isn't on there, I'm sorry. Yeah, please support the sport.
Yeah.
And it was just too hard. And for Kim, it was hard for him because
It hurts.
He doesn't want to do that. But, and then here his wife is saying, no.
Yeah.
You know, so that would make us fight all the time it. Yeah. Yeah.
They have three promoters in front of me. I am number 4. The first promoter, he had to sell his restaurant, sell his house. And go back to Thailand.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, one. The second one, they call Saman. He have a restaurant, Lao people. And he have to sell his restaurant and go work. Yeah. And the third people, they call Chalin. Before he the new paper writing. And now he is a monk,
Fresno, is it? Or up north?
No. Go to...
Is it here in California?
Here in California.
Stockton?
No. He live in...
San Francisco?
No. In the casino, Indian casino area over here. He went to be monk and people donation money for me to open the temple very big. So, three people already gone. Me, number four. I number four before I come to promote, making very hard, me and my wife. When the commissioner call you, bing, you need to call Sacramento right away. You cannot talk with you phone, okay? No. Yeah. You have to call Sacramento right away. What you promote? Muay Thai? Oh, no. Muay Thai, no. Because Texan screw up the Muay Thai. Yeah. He said, Muay Thai, no. So we keep fighting until Muay Thai. I go, what about you let me promote Muay Thai? Okay?
Modified
Muay Thai. If you don't like it, you tell me, stop, I stop. But when the first time coming, he like it. Oh. He said, oh, okay. You know, so we start to keep coming. Okay. And knee, he said, no knee. I go, okay, give me one knee, boom, and no gap. He said, okay, let me try first, you know, you don't let me try. People, they don't know nothing, you know. So he said, okay, good. So now holding knee, everything, you know, me and my wife work up this kind of stuff, and people tell me, say, you should register, looking for a lawyer, register about Muay Thai. Nobody can promote. I go, no. We cannot do that. Like Taekwondo, they not register. Everybody Taekwondo, you know. We have to let him everybody Muay Thai.
Yeah, I love that. I find that a lot of Kurex used to always tell me Muay Thai isn't big because the people in Thailand, there's a lot of politics. A lot of people want recognition, but they're arguing and bickering over money and recognition. Yeah. And it never allowed the sport to grow.
That's right. It's true.
And I feel like we should have already been in the Olympics already, like years ago. But I feel like it's just starting to kind of present itself. Mm-hmm. It's sad. Like it's taken this long. Everybody that I've seen watch Muay Thai love it. They instantly fall in love. This is amazing. Yeah. You know
how people know in Muay Thai, how people know in kickboxing, I can tell you. Because I teaching in Japan for 1 year. And I leave. They still no want me to leave. They want to sign. I don't sign. Muay Thai in Japan is the first promoter name called Osamu Noguchi. He the sinking promoter in Japan. And he have one younger brother in WBC five-weight world champion. Wow. He went to fight in Thailand against Phorn King Phet. You know, the first world champion WBC in Thailand, Thai people. So he see the Thai Muay Thai, he injecting. So he take one bout for the championship five-weight. Leung Sat Pontavi and Kai Lung Luk Cha Mai Sai Thong went to fight in Japan. And karate people never see that kind of stuff. They like it. When they like it, they start to open gym. You go in Japan everywhere, you only see Muay Thai, Muay Thai, Muay Thai, Muay Thai, Muay Thai, Muay Thai.
Wow.
Until the Japanese fighter fight with the Muay Thai, every time elbow, boom, cut. So they have association Muay Thai, but they're planning to making one more to call kickboxing, kick and boxing, no knee, no elbow. And they put this one coming. So the kickboxing coming to U.S., I don't know what year, 1977 or 70, on the first time in the 78, like that.
Oh, okay.
Because the kickboxing coming to Mexican station, January 34, black and white, that people looking, and then they start to know kickboxing. So some people, they, a lot of people say, oh, I'm a teacher of kickboxing for 40 years. Where? You teaching kickboxing when you mother picnic you in the stomach, and you picnic in the stomach, and you kickboxing. No, come on, don't say like that. And I tell him everything. Hey, you want to talking about Muay Thai business, you talk with me. I no listen from people tell me. I looking from my eye, as everything, you know. I have 137 fight. I have 115 win by KO and TKO.
That's crazy.
My cut, 9 stitches. If you cut like that, they don't stop. If you cut under your eyebrow like that, they stop. Cut on top of here, they don't stop. And I have broken 2 lips.
Wow.
And I have broken my chin.
Wow.
53 kilo and 64 kilo outside Bangkok fight. The two people kicking same time. Oh. He kick, I kick, boom.
Oy.
Yeah. When boom, you know, do nothing. Me really hurt. But I don't talk.
Yeah.
I hurt, you know. I smile. You know. When I go back to the corner, I tell my corner man, hey, I'm blocking my chin for sure.
Oh, no.
He said, you want me to talk? I said, no. Don't talk, don't talk. He said, what do you want to do? I want to go out to fight. He said, you can fight with you. You chin blocking. I go, yeah. When he compared, I hit to the body. I hit left hook to the body. He go, ooh! He got like that. I go, okay. I go, bam, bam, bam. Go down.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I kick him to the neck, I kick him everywhere he can stay, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So the third round, no, round number four, third round, I'm blocking my chin. Round number four, when I go out, I turn to the south wall. He got confused. When he got confused, he finished.
Ah, I see. Wow. I feel like I could just keep going on and on. Be here for 3 hours.
Yeah, no more.
But Kru Kim, I just wanted to say I'm so happy that you came today. And Clara, thank you for coming to help out as well, just in case if there's any like language barriers. But yeah, I mean, guys, I'm telling you right now, like I think you can sometimes find some of your Kongryongkai promotions on YouTube. I think there might be some fights here and there like posted. But guys, yeah, seriously. It's just been an honor to have you guys here. So thank you
for having us.
You know, I am Julio Cesar Chavez, second tender. You know Julio Cesar Chavez?
You guys heard that. You got that's legit.
Second tender, not the first tender, second one. First tender is Kitoa Lopez. He's a former Salvador Sanchez tender. You know Salvador Sanchez? He a WBC champion. And he have car accident and die.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, very good fighter. So.
Wow.
He beat Polito Gomez from Puerto Rico. Beat in Las Vegas. Very good fighter.
Wow. But guys, I'm telling you, he's got tons of stories, tons of crazy, awesome stories. But like I said, thank you guys so much. I've known you guys, your family for years. But guys, that concludes another episode of Muay Thai Save Me. Like I said, if it's your first time coming to the show, basically I like to bring in guests that share their impactful story of how they got into Muay Thai and how it's changed their life. And I hope you guys enjoyed that, and stay tuned for next episode.